Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio. This is a platform to hear from candidates who are running in the upcoming general election to be held on November the 3rd. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge, and today I am speaking with Robert Bridges. Hi, Robert. I hope you're doing well today.
Thank you, Ruth. Very well, thanks.
Good, good. Tell me, why are you running for school board?
Okay, my decision to run for the Henderson County Public School Board is based on the fact that Henderson County Public Schools afforded me the opportunity to serve in various positions from teacher, counselor, and administrator throughout 30 years of service. I care about this community, and I'm at the point in my life where I can give the time to this important board and work for the future leaders of our community. My goal is to give back using whatever knowledge and expertise I may have gleaned over the years, the benefit of the school-age children.
So you've actually seen the school from the other side.
Yes, I have. I've been in the school system, like I say, 30-plus years, and I've been in practically every position available in the Henderson County Public Schools.
So you have a lot of knowledge that could be extremely helpful to you in the next coming years.
Yes, ma'am, I think I do. My whole family are educators. My wife also was a Henderson County school teacher for 30-plus years, so education is our whole life.
Oh, and we all know how important that is. Yep. Okay, Robert, as we look at the school system at this moment, and Henderson County Public Schools in particular, what challenges are we facing? What needs to be done, and how are we going to get that accomplished?
The challenging faces in our school system are really abundant, especially during this time following the issues with the COVID-19. The health and safety of our students and staff continues to be important, and with COVID-19 on us, the administration, the teachers, the aides, the counselors, the nurses, the custodial staff, lunchroom workers, bus drivers have all stepped up to meet the challenges facing the health and safety of our students, and the schools now are in planning for the future. At this time, it requires changes that we're not aware of, because changes happen each and every day, and every day is different. So it's important that our Board of Education step up to be supportive leadership. Secondly, Henderson County should continue improvements in safety within our schools by providing and retaining our SRO people, providing the one-way entrance with identification, increased camera use, and support to report it. Don't ignore the K-5 and say something to that the 6 through 12 programs. It's important that our school administration and board be proactive in assuring that all school properties are safe, secure, and healthy. These measures should be evaluated and updated on a regular basis to ensure all students and personnel, parents, and public are aware of any changes that may occur. Finally, the third challenge I see is for the continued financial support from our state legislature and local entities. School systems must be able to make improvements as needs arise. Our teachers and students must be equipped with necessary supplies, materials for the technical age that we're in.
Let's run back to SROs, the school resource officers.
Yes.
Are there an adequate supply of those prior to COVID, of course, because of the situation now? But prior to COVID, was there an adequate supply of those for each of the schools?
I would think so. Now, I know that each school had one SRO assigned, especially at the higher grade levels. But I would support continuing the SROs in the schools. Now, some communities have disagreed with that, but I'm in favor of SROs in our school system.
Okay. Let's zoom off to another topic, and that's teachers. We know how incredibly important teachers are, especially for those parents that are at home working with their children on the laptop now. So tell me about how are we going to recruit and retain qualified teachers for Henderson County?
Our teachers are a big vital part of the education of our students in the county. The recruitment of our teachers is also important, and that boils down to pay scale. Our North Carolina teachers are on the low end of the pay scale throughout the nation, and I would support higher pay for them. I would support supplements if needed, and I think our school teachers here in the county do have a supplement each year. Recruitment is a vital part because at this point in time, there are many people who are not going into education, and it's difficult sometimes to fill the vacancies that have occurred in school, in the system.
Where can we find those teachers? Where are we going to recruit to find those teachers?
At one time in North Carolina, we had North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program. I think they may be starting that up again, but at that time, a person who decided to go into teaching and who was qualified to be a North Carolina Teaching Fellow could work for had full payment for their tuition at a college or university in North Carolina as long as they agreed to teach 4 years in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, when I was at East Henderson High School, we had 9 Teaching Fellow recipients, and all those 9 Teaching Fellow recipients, of course, had full tuition at whatever university or college that they attended, and then they would come back to the state of North Carolina and teach for 4 years to pay that so-called scholarship loan back.
Wow, that's pretty incredible and very appealing, certainly, especially at the cost of education today.
Yes, absolutely.
Robert, what other things are going to be a challenge as far as you're concerned as a school board member? What else would you find to be challenging?
One of the most challenging things right now is getting the students back into school. I know we got to commend the Henderson County school system and its superintendent and all the staff members. They have put forth many, many hours of hard work to try to get our students back. They are gradually coming back, and like I told someone the other day, we just can't go from the frying pan to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of have to gradually work our way back into it, and that too depends on, you know, the CDC recommendations plus our public health department in the county, and we have to just ensure the safety of not only our students but our staff also.
Robert, if someone wanted to get in touch with you and chat about your platform and what you think needs to be done, how would they contact you?
They are welcome to call me at home at 692-8725, or they're welcome to call me on my cell number at 699-5000.
Robert, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Ruth, and I appreciate it. And I'd like to give a big thank you to Mark Warwick and WTZQ Radio and Ruth and the Lightning newspaper.
Bless your heart. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Doing a good job.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All local candidates who are running in the upcoming election to be held on November the 3rd have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.